Our places, our people. These are our stories.
Always great to be able to shine a spotlight on our local businesses. And this is one of those businesses that has remained rooted here in the Garden City, but now has tentacles right around the world. It is a huge success story, and we're thrilled to be able to find out the story of McNab Construction from the man who kicked it all off, 1996, Michael McNab. G'day, Michael.
How are you, Lee? Good to see you, mate, as always.
Great to see you too. We've known each other for quite a while.
A long time, yeah.
It has been quite
a
while.
We used to throw punches at each other.
We did that, and I have to say right up the front, the one and only blood nose I've ever had was Michael McNab.
Oh, really?
Yes, that was it.
Geez,
so all that boxing,
mate,
that I did, we did the corporate
fights.
I'm sure
that's not true.
It is 100% true, and you caught me a beauty that night when we were sparring. You were pretty handy,
mate,
in the ring. You don't have to be sorry at all. I enjoyed every minute of it. And I wore it like a badge of honour, let me tell you. I wore it like a badge of honour. I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm not much of a lover either, I'll tell you. Let's talk about this extraordinary business that you created. 1996. Yeah. Let's go back there first. Yeah. What are you doing in 1996 where you think to yourself, right, I'm going to start this organisation?
Well, it wasn't any great plan. I was made redundant on the Ides of March 1996. I had a couple of choices, work for someone or start my own business. It was really fell into it. There was no grand plan at all.
Were you in the construction
industry?
Yeah,
absolutely. Working in construction, part of a business that had a construction business, steel fabrication business. Started studying in Toowoomba at DDIAE,
yes,
as it was in those days, an engineer. Never got to that engineering end of the engineering degree. Loved working. Was working in steel fabrication and construction, and that business went into receivership and I've gone, shit, I need some money.
Yeah.
I need to work.
And was this a family?
No, my mum and dad are school teachers.
Wow.
They taught me how to work hard. That's
yes,
one of the things I've
ethics.
Done. But I had a great, I'll use it, a personal sort of brand name or brand. And, you know, some of my first customers are still with me today. Craig Black and his family, Black Toyota.
Yes.
I've just finished some work for them recently, and that's 27 years ago. I did a depot, Okiaba, Tonipo Meat Packers. Been working for them the whole period. University of Queensland was one of our early projects down at Gatton, and we're still working for University of Queensland at both the Gatton campus, St. Lucia campus. Those sorts of things are pretty cool.
Absolutely. Very cool. Okay. Mm. So you decide to start a construction organisation. So when you're first kicking things off, were there a few roadblocks that you had to get around? Were there a few times where you could have just gone, okay, this is all too hard, I'm just going to go and work for somebody else again? Did you find it relatively smooth sailing?
Oh, no, more than a few, Lee. More than a few. Look, early days, you're quite naive and you sort of smell of an oily rag type stuff. And then I guess as you develop, I made a couple of clanging mistakes. It's not a big joke at McNab. Who's the person who's made the three biggest mistakes at the McNab business's history? And I talk to some of my young staff and they look at me, and I say, well, it's me, And they've been clangers, they've been bad ones. So you learn, you're never taught to grow a business our size. Well, my size, I wasn't taught anyway.
Yeah.
Look, where we are today is a very, very different space. And, I've got a bunch of people who work for me who stop me making mistakes these days and keep me in a box. But plenty of days, dark days, but I have to say it outweighs dramatically the pleasure I have of 500 staff. I'll get out of bed because I get the energy from a bunch of really cool people I work with.
500 staff now, where did it start? It was you, obviously.
Myself and my daughters. My daughter was three at the time, and I kicked her out of her bedroom, all pinks and pastels. And I had three subcontractors. It's sort of, in those days, it was hourly rate type work. It wasn't wages. I can't remember the end of the first year. It would have been five or six, I suppose. And I'm not great at history. We're starting to write our history at the moment, which I should have done ages ago. But you sort of have your growth spurts. I mean, you had the GFC in the middle of that.
Yeah.
COVID's been very challenging. The Surat Basin with gas, and we were working on Curtis Island with Bechtel. That was very difficult. So you have your growth moments.
Yep.
And there's half a dozen of those sort of defining ones, yeah.
Why was it so important to you to keep the business rooted here? Well, I mean, you could now, and certainly at least in the last, 5 to 10 years, you could have uprooted and gone, right, I'm going to move this to the Gold Coast, or we could go anywhere. You've chosen to stay here. Why?
Oh, I just love the place. I mean, it's been really good to me. I watch with interest the council elections. I've always threatened that I want to run for council. But,
me too.
but, it's the town's been very good to me. I like living here. My parents are still here. You know, I've still got family here. You know, the Gold Coast is 2 hours away. Brisbane's an hour and a half out of traffic. I spend a lot of my work week down the hill.
Yep.
And I, as long as I'm home at the weekends, I'm usually pretty happy. Got a lot of mates here still. Toowoomba produces world-class businesses. It really does. And we, you know, when I grew up as a business person, you're watching people like the Wagners or, you know, even Gary, my, you know, FKs who are my competitors, so to speak, but you're forever sort of raising the bar with each other. I'm only mentioning a couple out of probably 20, 30, 40 that have been amazing businesses. It's got a great culture, a business culture in the town.
Ever since I've known you, which is a fair chunk of this time that you've been operating, you've given back to this community. Yeah, I mean, extraordinarily. Was that important to you as well?
When you're blessed, it's pretty hard to sit there and count it. I mean, I have a rule about our customers. If money's a great motivation, I don't want to work for them. I want to work for people who are outcome orientated. Money has to be part of the score, but we're very fortunate. Please do not hear. We're a for-profit business. But giving back to the community to me is just, you know, in my position, it's just a no-brainer. The community's given more to me than I've given it to it by an exponential number.
Fair enough. I've been the host of Master Builders Awards in this region for nearly 20 years and in other regions as well for quite some time. And most recently, in the last few years, your organisation has put together some incredible projects that are representing the Sunshine, over on the Sunshine Coast, and as you say, Brisbane and so forth. It must be very nice too to be recognised by peers, because these are judged by other builders and so forth. So it must be nice to be recognised by peers for the work that you're doing.
Oh, look, it is. And that one at the Sunny Coast, I ended up winning an Australian award.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't have favourite builders. The people outcomes on that were really cool. We've been at the Sunny Coast for 4 or 5 years. We've grown a really good team. And it was so cool to watch him deliver probably the most technically difficult building we've ever built.
Yep.
And it was the people growth that really captures me. That's what I loved about that building. And we made a decision to go to the Sunny Coast. And, you know, I'd like to think our team at the Sunny Coast are the best by a mile. So that really excites me.
Okay.
Not so much the building.
Now, there was a story not that long ago in the news that, you know, there was your McNab construction and $1 billion was being was being thrown around. Yep. I mean, you know, that's just in your back pocket, or is that across? That's right.
Yeah. No, so that's called turnover. We turn over in the construction business about $750 million a year. That's turnover.
Fantastic.
We have a pipe of about $1 billion. That was where that came from.
Yep.
And we also have a development business, so that turns over X. We've got a few other businesses. We import quite a lot of stuff out of Vietnam and the Philippines. Mm-hmm. So that what their turnover. They're quite misleading in lots of ways. But those numbers were real, albeit the $1 billion boy tagline.
Yep.
I copped a bit of shit.
I bet you did.
Bad language.
That's okay.
We're safe here. It's a podcast here. It's no worries. And I bet you did too. I bet you did, because you got a good group of friends around you, and I've seen that firsthand, as you mentioned, with the corporate boxing and so forth, who I would imagine never let you get too far off here. Off the
and
fact that you are Michael
McNabb.
That's
part of the fun of Toowoomba.
isn't it?
Go up to Fitzy's on Friday afternoon or the Irish or wherever and have a beer with someone I haven't seen in 20 years. And that's why I love it.
That's exactly right. Okay, now where for McNabb? What's the next big thing for you?
Look, we're really focusing on Southeast Queensland. We're a few things people don't know about us. We're the biggest industrial builder in Queensland by quite a way. We buy most of that product out of Southeast Asia, which is disappointing in lots of respects. But over COVID, the supply chains in the East Coast, well, the whole of Australia, really were problematic, and we had to go overseas and start sourcing materials, be it structural steel, roofing materials, mesh, those sorts of things. We got an office. We're incorporated in Vietnam. We've got 10 staff over there, and about 20 in the Philippines, and we see that as an opportunity to sort of sell to other building contractors, to grow our own business. I don't want to grow the building business overly. I mean, the southeast corner is very good. We've got so much coming at us. I mean, park, Olympics, but infrastructure, renewables, the population growth.
Yes.
It's actually the amount of growth in southeast Queensland is more of a problem for the industry. It's causing a lot of stress, and we have to be really on our games these days. My manager's really, it's a bit of a cliche, we're working on the business more than in the business heaps at the moment, because things change so much. You've got to be really nimble. You've got to be really on your game.
is the hardest thing at the moment, finding staff. I mean, that's what we're hearing across the board as far as construction is concerned, that skilled workers, engineers, all of that. Is that what you're finding, exactly what we're hearing?
Absolutely real. And we do a lot of investment into our cadets, our apprentices, and, you know, that pays off after a long time. You know, we're probably fortunate that we're one of the bigger builders, so people will come to us and attract us. But, gee, over COVID, that 12 months after COVID, it was bad.
Yeah.
And we'd have constantly 20 vacancies. And you know, people are being – the money in our industry is huge. Money in construction is big compared to most industries. So, but that, you know, another big project comes up and three people get money thrown at them.
Yep.
It'll be interesting – you know, I don't want to comment on too much, but the hospital will bring a lot of great things to Toowoomba, but it'll also put huge pressure on smaller businesses in the town to keep their tradies working for the house guys, because the money will be able to throw around. So that is what it is. I'm not saying it's a negative, but it's something next year particularly that'll be interesting to watch.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on that. As I mentioned before, a business that is deeply rooted here, and even the logo, I believe, is a nod to an iconic thing that people would know.
My father-in-law at the time started the M, the little M. It was based on the foundry roofs, the old sawtooth on the foundry.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm still young enough, old enough to remember when people used to line up the foundry, they'd pay packets. There was a mile along Ruthven Street every Thursday afternoon.
Good grief.
And you'd see that. But the old sawtooth roofs are, you know, I think, embedded in most people's minds in Toowoomba of a certain age, perhaps.
Absolutely.
And thankfully, we've kept them. But no, that's where the M comes from in McNab.
It is now just one of those, you look on the skylines and you see that McNab name. It's hard to think that you haven't been seeing it your whole life, but it is a business that is not quite 30 years old yet, and yet has created such an impact on the construction industry in such a short time. Michael, thank you for telling us the story of McNab, for being a part of our community in the Toowoomba Chamber. I really appreciate it, and appreciate you as a mate as well.
Thanks so much, Lee. Good to see you.